There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Male Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Male treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Male will help you.
Call New Male Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Find the best deals for your spring projects in Menards' Spring Catalog. Brighten up your home with light bulbs by Fight Electric. Replace a 60-watt incandescent with a soft white dimmable LED light bulb. It'll save you energy and lasts up to 16 years. A two-pack is only $9.99. While you're shopping, register for your chance to win a Ford Fusion Hybrid. Saving you big money on all of your home improvement needs, Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We are the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Joakim Noah says the Bulls have flushed their loss in Game 4.
You just got to move on. You know, can't let it linger. And we have to be strong mentally. And I think we've gone through a lot this year as a team. And we're excited.
Noah and the Bulls in a pivotal Game 5 tonight. Pau Gasol likely unavailable for the second straight game with a hamstring strain. Also, Adrian Wojnarowski of Yahoo Sports reporting the Pelicans fired head coach Monty Williams despite an appearance in the Western Conference playoffs. Meantime, guard making his big league debut tonight. Mets will visit the Cubs for the second of four on the north side. Jake Arrieta will counter. Arrieta has allowed 9 runs in just over 10 innings pitched in the month of May. White Sox and Brewers continue their 3-game set in Milwaukee after another tough loss for the Sox last night. Chris Sale 3-0, a 2.05 ERA and 7 career interleague starts. He will go opposite Mike Fiers. Football Illinois AD Mike Thomas said the university has no record to corroborate any of former lineman Simon Savanovich's claims of misuse and abuse of power from head coach Tim Beckman, leading to the end of Savanovich's football career with the Fighting Illini. Notre Dame transfer Everett Golson may have found his landing spot. 24/7 Sports says Florida State, the front runner, to net the quarterback for his final season. And Joel Quenneville's Blackhawks continue to wait to find out when they'll begin the Western Conference final. They'll take on the Ducks. Not complaining about the time off, though.
You don't mind having the extra time off, and then sometimes you got to make sure that you balance it when it gets a little longer, where you're out there where it's almost okay, let's try something different in practices where you get it more simulated to a game situation where, you know, we get the feel of the puck, feel of the play of that first game type of intensity that's going to be there.
Michael Roosevelt had successful surgery on his left ankle today as well. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. From custom cakes and creative party trays to fresh cut fruit and other festive selections, your neighborhood Jewel Osco has everything you need for commencement celebrations. Stop in soon and get set for the classiest graduation party yet. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 6:35. Sox visit the Brewers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan. Thanks to our guests today on Spiegel and Goff, Shannon Ryan from the Chicago Tribune, Dan Pompey on the Bears and on Deflategate, and Joe Madden, as always, Tuesdays at noon. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris, and Brendan McCaffrey, filling in for Jay Zawoski.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Scott Keena is the intern, and Jordan had the updates. This text from my guy Funkanova, Jerry, reminding me that Morgan Freeman on Electric Company was also Easy Reader. Not just Spider-Man, he was Easy Reader. Gene Wilder was the voice of Letterman. Zero Mostel was the Spellbinder, and the narrator was Joan Rivers. That is a deeper bench than I had realized on Electric Company, which
it's
I loved as a
faster than a
kid.
Rolling O, stronger than Silent E.
Nice!
Able to leap capital T in a single bound. It's a word. It's a plan. It's See? Letterman.
He was awesome.
Man about a life.
I got them all on DVD.
Do you really?
Yep.
Oh, man. Wow!
Like watched them all with my kids.
When you brought in the SCTV awesome. Tapes back in the day, and I sat back and watched those, I'm like, man, this was some really good stuff.
Oh, SCTV.
Absolutely. How about my
turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
I didn't realize that Skip Hinnant was as Fargo North Decoder. Fargo North Decoder.
Yes. And now,
right,
yes.
And now I'm like, oh, okay.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you get from 1 to 6 now. The yes. comedic stylings of one Dan Bernstein molded by
can
SCTV.
Can we live without him?
No, that was
no,
good.
No, you know better than that, Terry. Him?
Terry, you could do it. Just go.
Well, I am.
All right, before we get into transition with the fellas, the sixth caller to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 will win a pair of tickets to the 2015 Wells Park Craft Beer Fest taking place
that's
on Saturday,
hood.
May 23rd. Yeah, man. It was a Western and Montrose, somewhere around there.
That's a good park.
At Wells Park. For more information and to purchase tickets,
too.
Visit shybeerweek.com. Me and my guys said we're going to do more beer fests and all those things now that we're getting older.
It's a nice resolution for you. More what? Beer festivals.
Well, you stay out the clubs. And stay out the places that you don't need to be in. Go to festivals, man. Go play golf a little bit more. We're turning into, you know, middle-aged brothers.
You are. Well, remember when, like, five or six years ago, it was me who was slowly morphing into an older man?
Yeah.
Now it's Jason.
Wow.
Because
it's sad, isn't it?
Jason's looking out the window, holy rolling down the window, crap. Telling kids to pull up their pants. Jason earlier said that he's listening to morning radio. He doesn't even have kids, but he's listening to morning radio saying, man, they shouldn't be talking about some of this stuff.
Like, some of the things I'm listening
afternoon
to.
Radio.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon, never.
Now ever. He's talking about getting into craft beer as a more sensible thing.
Well, because I got a friend named George, and my buddy George, you've met George.
Sure, it's Lil Kevin.
Yes, Lil Kevin, exactly.
Lil Durant.
You call him Lil Durant. George, if you put certain beers in front of him, he will look down at you. And he will make you feel bad about certain beers. And I appreciate that because him and my buddy Big Joe in Atlanta, all they do is mess with the craft beer stuff. So I slowly but surely came around to enjoying a craft. Now, don't get me wrong.
Has he taken you to the map room yet?
No.
Okay.
We go to Vice District right here on Michigan.
Oh, it's
yeah. We go to Vice District.
There's
some terrific craft brews in there and a terrific, you know, little small business that is in an awesome location, a great vibe in there.
There's another one coming in our neighborhood too. There's another brewery coming to the south.
Yeah. Coast. So
I got your hookup there. You know, one of my unfunny cousins is you'll find him funny when you find out what beer company he owns.
Is that a moniker yet, okay. Bernstein's unfunny cousins?
It'll be one. Knowing this show, it'll be.
He might not be funny, but he's got a tap room.
Yeah, I'm down with that, man. I'm down. You know, I find that some of the craft beers too, when you taste them, and people go, and I'm like, maybe I'm not sophisticated enough. Some of them I don't like, And it's okay to say you don't like
it's
them.
Like wine.
It's like wine. Exactly.
It's like jazz that you. I got really intimidated by jazz at one point, and somebody gave me a great piece of advice. He said, don't worry about it.
It's like buying art.
Like what you like.
Exactly.
And then branch out from there and maybe say, okay, this guy's...
Just like porn.
This sound, this guy's in that band.
Exactly like porn.
If you know why you like what you
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
If you say, okay, is this an ale? Is this a hoppy flavor? Mm-hmm. It's the same way with wines. Do you like upfront fruit? Do you like big tannins? And then once you understand what you're tasting,